Hi, this is Dave and Patty Loggy with Holy Spirit Led Ministries. We're out of Ankeny, Iowa, and we have a healing ministry, praise God. And we wanted to make a CD that had healing scriptures on it so that you can get healed and you can also keep your healing. We've got scriptures that are just backup. It's the word of God, and just get your healing and keep it. In Jesus' mighty name, all sickness and disease, you go right now in Jesus' name. It is God's will to heal. How to know whether it's God's will to heal or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Remember that God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10:34. He never changes. Malachi 3:6. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today. God's word is God speaking to me. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and constructions have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced or paraphrased, like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey, etc. What did God say? 101 things that God has said about us in healing.
The purpose of this is to acquaint you with what the Bible teaches. If you are sick, God wants to heal you. Until you are fully convinced that God wants you to be well, there will always be a doubt in your mind as to whether or not you will be healed. As long as there is that doubt in your mind, perfect faith cannot exist. And until faith is exercised, without doubt or wavering, you may never be healed. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. But let them ask in faith, nothing wavering. For they that waver are like a wave of a sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not those who waver think they shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1:6. Once people are fully convinced that God wants to heal them, and that it is not God's will for them to be sick, they almost always receive healing when prayed for, if not before. Knowing God's will concerning sickness provides the ground on which perfect faith can act. God is honest. To one puzzled about faith who said to me, I just can't seem to get faith to be healed, I asked, have you confidence that God will keep his promise to you? Oh, yes, she affirmed. That's faith, I assured her. Then added, isn't it simple? And she was healed. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He has said, and he shall not do it, or that he has spoken and shall not make it good. Numbers 23:19. The first time I read that out loud in the hallway of a church, a lady 8 feet away was healed of carpal tunnel and arthritis.
So 101 things that God said. They're out of the Bible, and we're going to start with the Old Testament. So the first verse that he's speaking about healing says, God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26.
Your days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:3.
You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15:15.
You shall come to your grave in full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5:26.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12:13.
I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23:25-26.
I will not allow any of the diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7:15.
It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11:9-21.
I turned the curse into blessing unto you because I loved you. Deuteronomy 23:5 and Nehemiah 13:2.
I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28:61 and Galatians 3:13.
As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25.
I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than the child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33:24-25.
I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalms 31:2.
I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalms 29:11.
I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalms 41:2. So I just speak life right now. Any of you that have sickness and disease, be healed and whole. All pain, you go right now in Jesus' name. All fear, you go. Be healed and whole. Now back to 16 of one of the verses God wrote in the Bible for you to receive your healing. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in all your sickness. Psalms 41:3. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalms 41:5.
No plague shall come near your dwelling. Psalms 91:10.
I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91:16.
I will heal your diseases. Psalms 103:3.
I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destruction. Psalms 107:20.
You shall not die but live and declare my work. Psalms 118:17.
I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalms 147:3.
The years of your life shall be many. Proverbs 4:10.
Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Proverbs 3:8.
Your words are life to you and health to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22.
My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30.
My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16:24.
My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8:10 and Proverbs 17:22.
The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3, 35:5.
The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32:3-35:5.
The tongue of the dumb shall sing, the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35:6, 32:4.
The lame man shall leap as a hart. Isaiah 35:6.
I will recover you and make you live. I am ready to save you. Isaiah 38:16-20.
I will give you power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40:29.
I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31, 41:10.
To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4.
I bore your sickness. Isaiah 53:4.
I carried your pains. Isaiah 53:4.
I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10.
With my stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
I will heal you. Isaiah 57:19.
Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your heart shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8.
I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17.
And I just speak life into you once more in Jesus' mighty name, that you be healed and whole and walk in divine health. Sickness, disease, pain, you go right now in Jesus' mighty name, that you will live a long, healthy life. Amen. And behold, I will bring health and cure, and I will cure you, and will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6.
I will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34:16.
Behold, I will cause breath to enter unto you, and you shall live, and I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Ezekiel 37:5-14.
Whithersoever the river shall live, they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47:9.
Seek me, and you shall live. Amos 5:4-6.
I have risen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4:2.
Now we're going into the New Testament. I will be thou clean. Matthew 8:3.
I took your infirmities. Matthew 8:17.
I bore your sicknesses. Matthew 8:17.
If you're sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord your physician. Matthew 9:12.
If you're sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord your physician. Matthew 9:12. I am moved with compassion towards the sick, and I heal them. Matthew 14:14.
I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 4:23.
According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9:29.
I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:1 and Luke 9:1.
I heal them all. Matthew 12:15 and Hebrews 13:8.
As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Matthew 14:36.
Healing is the children's bread. Matthew 15:26.
I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7:37.
If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23, 11:23, and 24.
When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Mark 16:18.
My anointing heals the brokenhearted and delivers the captives, recovers the sight to the blind, and sets liberty that are bruised. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 10:27 and 61:1.
I heal all those who have need of healing. Luke 9:11.
I am not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56.
Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19.
Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loosed today. Luke 13:6 and 2 Corinthians 6:2.
In me is life. John 1:4.
I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6:33 and 35.
The words I speak unto you are spirit and life. John 6:63.
And I just speak life over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you be healed and whole. Sickness and disease, you go right now in Jesus' mighty name. I am come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25.
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14.
Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16.
I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30.
I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Acts 9:34.
I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38.
My power causes diseases to depart from you. Acts 19:12.
The law of spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2.
The same spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. Romans 8:11.
Amen. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15.
Your body is a temple of my spirit, and your to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20.
If you have rightly discerned my body, which has been broken for you, and judge yourself. You'll not be judged, and you'll not be weak, sickly, or dying prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29 through 31.
I have set gifts of healing in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9.
My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11.
I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you, and if you trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10.
I've given you my name, and I have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1, 21 and 22.
I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long on the earth. Ephesians 6, 3.
I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1, 13.
I will deliver you from every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18.
I have tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who has the power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2, 9, 14, and 15.
I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10, 22, Ephesians 5, 26.
Lift up the weak hands and feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Hebrews 12, 12, and 13.
Let elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I will raise you up. James 5, 14 and 15.
Pray for one another, and I will heal you. James 5, 16.
By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24.
My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of me. 2 Peter 1 and 3.
Whosoever will let him come and take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22, 17.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health. 3 John 2. So we just speak life once more over your body in Jesus' mighty name, that you live in divine health. You walk in divine health. We speak healing and wholeness over your body now in Jesus' name. Just receive your healing and just walk it out. Just stomp on the devil's head. Go heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. That's what Jesus told all believers to do. We want you to just live in the fullness of what God meant for you to know who you are into Christ and to walk in it. This is what God meant for us, to be healthy and whole and just do his work. Go out there and grab hold of those people that Satan has a hold of. Pull them out of that darkness. Let them walk where you're walking. Raise them up. Lift up those believers that they can do the same thing as Jesus. They can walk it out. Go after them. Get them. Don't let them be lost. Thank you, Jesus.
And we want to hear back from you, the testimonies.
Amen. So just check out our website. We've got more testimonies. It's www.hslm.us. hslm.us. Look on our YouTube page. Look on our Facebook pages. And just see what God is doing. See what there's available that you can be healed and whole. Show other people those testimonies so that they can walk in health too. That's what God meant for us to walk in.
The last verse I'm going to give you is John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father.
Thanks for listening. Receive your healing. Keep your healing. Stomp on that devil's head. And check in with us and tell us what's going on. So thanks for listening. And just be blessed. Amen.
Amen.